טוב, טוב, רבי יוסי חזן.
Morning. Everyone knows that Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev is Gematria exactly 2000, which is 8 times Ner, because Shabbos Minei Mizborach and all the days of Chanukah are already included in the Shabbos. And therefore, Vayeshev Yankiv is Gematria Neshem, and etc., etc., I'm not going to all the rites. The Shabbos is connected to the miracle of Chanukah, and therefore it deals with Yankiv Avinu, and we explained last week that the whole Nes Chanukah is miyusid, the tikkun of Yankiv Avinu, and therefore the oil in Parshas Vayetze, Vitek Shemen al Roisha, Sedin Kadmoinim, based on Shachal HaTeira, that this was the oil of later found by the Chashmoleim of Chanukah. And therefore he was promised that you were Meisur Nefesh, Repachim Tanim, Chayecha, Yidin Ligim in Chanukah, and it's brought from the Gra that the four Goliusin or Mechumen, Keneged, Abram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the final Golos is Moshe. Kumt Ois, the Golos of Yavin, is Mechumen, Keneged, Yankov. And one still has to understand deeper what's the connection between Yankov Avinu and the central message of the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. Besides that, in this week's Parashah Vayeshev, which is connected to Chanukah, we have a new personality, Kumt Arayin, Yosef HaTzadik. And Sforim HaKadoshim explained, since Eile told us Yankov Yosef, Yosef is the one who's mashpia, who brings down into the lower world the inyanim of Yankov. Asher Alkein, if Yaakov is mechuvan keneged Chanukah. By the way, my Rosh Hashiva with Al Yishar famously says there are three yomim rutir golim in Torah shebiksav, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And the Torah in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, we said this countless times, says that mechuvan keneged Avram Yitzchak and Yankov. Kumtei Sukkot is keneged Yankov. Just like there are three regolim in Torah shebiksav, each one of these Yomim Tovim has a spin-off in Torah Shabbal Peh. So, for example, Sukkis, the Torah Shabbal Peh Sukkis is on Chanukah, which, l'fi zeh, you understand regularly, it's just poshut, why Chanukah is 8 days, keneged the 8 days of Sukkis, including Shmini Atzeres. Kumtoi, just like Sukkis, keneged Yankov, Yankov, not Sukkis, Alderos at Chanukah. Alderos says Shavuos. What's the Torah Shel Baal Peh Yom Tov Shavuos? It's Purim, because Shavuos is Man Matan Teiruseinu, and Purim is Hodor Kibloi Be'achashverish, and Chanuk and Pesach, which is Man Cheiruseinu, the spin-off in Torah Shel Peh will be the Gula Hasida, the Yom Tov when Mashiach comes. Al Kolponim, Sukkis is related. God, it said somewhere, I can't remember where I saw it. One of the like. Sifri told us that the year of Chanukah, the Avonim prohibited Yidden from fulfilling the mitzvahs of Sukkot, and therefore they had 8 days of Chanukah, Keneged, whatever. Aber, now we add Yosef HaTzadik into the equation, and there's quite a few Ramosim to it, because Yankov plus Yosef is 338, which is, hello, anyone out there? 338? 13 times Shema Vaya, because on Chanukah, everyone knows, your Mamshich, you're dealing with the Sarachman, and the Sadim Bnei Yisrael score. And in Makoil, 338 plus 1. Hello, anyone out there? Very good, you're a mathematician. 338 plus 1 is 339, which is Gematria Ner Chanukah. Right? And therefore, I'm just being a few riots, just throwing it out, just whatever. Everyone knows the famous Megal Amukis, that Yosef, 156, is Gimachia Melech Yovan, which is also Gimachia Antiochus, Zel Umazeh, right? Which is, who is the first person that we find in Chumash who kept the Yom Tov of Chanukah? Yosef. Everyone knows the Shilta Gibayim and the Mordechai and Shabbos, Vitavoyach Tevach, the Hochin, you hack the Ches from the Tevach. To the Hochein, you got the letters Chanukah, and so it's brought in Matamoshe, it's brought in El Yerabba, all the Poskim. And there's a Chiddush Nif, I'm just throwing out a few Ramosim, just before we start this year. In Reinoyim, there's a Meiridik Nifladik Chiddush. When was the day when the Poskim says, Vahika Yoim, Vayova Yosef Aboiso, Lasis Melachtoi? Knew anybody out there? Zoi. No, the Menoyim says, Kehayoim, Chof Hayoim, was, right? Chanukah. And which day in Chanukah Gufa, the Menayim Tainas, it was Zoyus Chanukah. Right? And, hello, yeah. Therefore it says, Vayovai HaBaisa La Zoyus Melachtai. We all know that there's 13 midas of Rachman, hello? Rachel, Rachum, Vachanan, Erachim. The eighth day, we know colloquially as Zoyus Chanukah, starts from the midas of Noitzer Chesed. Noitzer Chesed is Gimachi of 412, which is Gimachi of Bayis. Vayovai HaBaisa La Zoyus Melachtai. Melachtai is Gimachi of Zoyus Chanukah. Last is the Gimachi of Shem and Zayas. And I saw a Pichas Friedman brings a Moiridik, Gemara. Remember the Gemara says what happened on that day? And he's facing the Nisoyan of Ashes Petifer. Hello? So the Gemara says in Soita that Niralois Musdiunko Shel Aviv, where? Bachaloin. In the window. What's he doing looking out window? What kind of window? If Yankiv Avinu wanted to come and to tell him whatever, give him Musar, he'd come in the front door with the security guard. They wouldn't let him in. He needed to come in via the Chaloin. Well, what's... Now, this was Zoyus Chanukah, where you finish off lighting the Chol Cheshbon of how many candles? 36. Chaloin stands for Ches, Lamed, Vav, Nun, right, boys, I wake up. Lamed, Vav, Neiris, Chanukah. Hello? Yes? Why was he in the Chaloin? Because he's living at a Shegetz's house. You can't light it on the Gemara says in Shabbos the Chavaluf. Normally, you light it on Pesach Beisoy Mi Bachut. If you're Dar Balia, you physically can't light it. At the entrance, you light it with the Chaloin, which is Somuch to the Rishus Harabim. So from that window, there, lighting Chanukah candles, the Schus of the Kedusha of Chanukah Lich, that was able, he was Oymed Benisoy. Right? Asher Alkin, Mamish Moiridika Hafla Piliplois. That's where Chazal, the Bezdin of Chashminoim, were Mesakin in the Nusach of Alan Nisan, which we all say. Right? Ula Amcha Yisrael Osisa. Chua Gedoyla. Next words? Kahayoim Hazeh. What is Kahayoim Hazeh? Everyone screams, well, what's Kahayoim Hazeh? Where does it have in the Chumash a Sprach? Kahayoim Hazeh? Oh, that the Eved, how did, who was the one who was Soil Haderech to fight against the Klippa of Yavon? And the Klippa of Yavon was Pirtzis in Yonim of Kiddusha. Kiddua. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if you learn to have the beginning of Masech Tiksuvis, they made a Gzeira that called Besulu gets married, he boiled the Tavsur Tchila. Yeah? And therefore, they were Geuser, one of the three major Gezeiras, was on Bris Mila, which is Kedusha. Kedusha is Yosef. Hello? Yeah? And Yosef is the opposite of Melech Yavon, Antiochus. Hello? Yeah, by the way, Melech Yavon, Antiochus, also Gimachi Yeshev, the name of the Parsha. That's beside the point. Hello? So therefore, in the Schus of Ner Chanukah, Yosef was able to derech, the Al-Amcha Yisrael, as Yisrael Jogdeh, the Kayoy Mazeh, just like by Yosef Atadik, was going to Atzmai from Arayis, and he was going to Shaderech, to call Yisrael and Ervis Arif, to keep their Kedusha Vatara. Yeah. And therefore it says, that's why, colloquially, we call this last day of Chanukah, Zoyus Chanukah, because the Paul says, Bezoyus Yovei Aron HaKodesh, and Chalal, what's Bezoyus in the Schus of Brismila, Zoyus Brisi, Asher Tishmeru, right? That is the Schus of, I'm pointing out that Yosef HaTzadik is inextricably linked to the Kedusha of Chanukah. I'll give you one more Raya just to throw up before we start to explain what's going on here. Ah, gorgeous. There's a Pasuk which says, V'Yisrael Ohav is Yosef, we call Bonavoy. Ki ben zikunim hulay. Zikunim, as the Imre Noyim says, zikunim is gimachia oir. Ki ben zikunim hu is gimachia menoira. Loi is, again, your 36 candles. Va'asa loi, 417, which is gimachia zayas. And therefore, Yosef ben Yaakov is gimachia shemen. How do you like that? So I see that Yosef HaTzadik is somehow connected to the whole miracle of Ner Chanukah. Now, what, if anyone remembers, anyone had a good memory here? You remember, Ki Ben Zik, why did Yankiv love Yosef Ki Ben? Everyone knows the Balaturim, I say, probably says every year. He taught him five of the 600 Mishnah. Zakunim stands for Zroim, Kachim, Nezikin, Yeshuas, and Moyit. Hello. Stell sich the obvious glaring question. Whatever happened to Taurus? And there's 100 answers, 1,000 beautiful answers. The Mashgiach famously says in Amunas Yitecha, we know, there's a thing, ever heard of Chuyk Yankov? Chuyk Yisrael Melech? Yusuf and Arizal? A lot of people have it in the bookshelves, but I never see anyone learn it. I do it actually these days. But every day of the week, you learn another Seder Mishnayis. It's not like today's, it won't go down today. Which is the one of Erev Shabbos, Yom HaShishi, Tzadik, Yosef HaTzadik? Taurus. Yosef HaTzadik himself is a personification of Seder Taurus. That's what Yosef is. You say Kedusha V'Taurus. Hello? And the right, and that is why, since Yosef is Bevchinas Chanuk, Miyasid, together with his father, of Chanukah, Asher Alkein, this whole miracle happens because they couldn't find only Pach Shemen, one Pach of Shemen, which is Munib Chedesh Gagala, which is Torah. Ay, Shtelzich Zakasha, what? But Halacha is Tumah Hutra, Betzibur. But the whole Indian of Chanukah Yosef is Dafkat Indian from Tara, for that the Kahana Makdashim were Meister Nef. And therefore Chanukah Ches, Nun, Chav, Hey, Bimilui, is Gimatria 620, which is Gimatria Taris, which is Gimatria Tzofnas. Remember Yosef is called Tzofnas Panech? Tzofnas is Gimatria Taris, which is Gimatria Chanukah. And therefore remember, like it says in the parish, that Yankov Avinu loved Yosef and he made him a Ksoines Pasim. Where does this Ksoines Pasim come from? It says in Chazal, this was the Kusnas Oyer that the Eibishter B'chvedi V'atzmei made for Adam V'chav. Yeah? Kusnas Oyer V'yal Bishem. Hello, you with me? Hello. And everyone knows the Medr says in the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, it says Kusnas Oyer with an Aleph, who originally was supposed to be, and B'tikunai, it's Oyer with an Aleph. Hello. And therefore, also like, so in this Pasim, says the Mashkiach, is Gimatria Kusnas Oyer with an Aleph Vayal Bishem. How do you like that? And therefore, Pasim, the Milua, is Gimatria 301, which is Gimatria Menorah. So I've just confused you. You come home, you have a headache, take two aspirin, tell your wife. But the fourth is that both Yankov and Yosef are the Yesoid of Chanukah. By the way, just Derech Agav, remember later that it says in Pasuk, Mashgiach says, remember they bring back the Vayar Yankov Yeshever B'Mitzrayim. He saw the fruit of the Peiros, the produce of Egypt. There's hope there, there's food there, whatever. However you'll touch. Hello? Yeah? So he says, L'chush, go down. What's the Shever B'Mitzrayim? I know that. Big deal. Shever B'Mitzrayim. Hello. Hello, Rabbi Sternbuch. Shever B'Mitzrayim is Gimatria 884, which is Gimatria Seder Taurus. Because the Gemara says in the Sech, the Soid Zafim Ches, Mishel Nitla Tahara Nitla Tam V'Reach Shebe Peiros. There's no longer a Tam and Reach in Peiros. Suddenly, Yankov Avinu sees this produce, produced under the Hashkocha of none other than Yosef Atzadi. Vayar Yankov Yeshever Mitzrayim. I see there's a Simonim of Tara in Mitzrayim. There's something doing here. Hello? So I'm just pointing out that Yosef is Seder Taurus. You could understand that the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah is Keneged Taurus. Okay. So all I've established for reasons I don't begin to understand, that Chanukah is a Yom Tov connected to Yankov and Yosef. What is one got to do with the other? We'll have to see. Okay. Behek. I saw a vort in Erla Meir from the Bukovsker. Simple vort, like whatever. It's like obvious. The parasha is called Vayeshev. Vayeshev, he says, is Nutrikun. You gotta work fast here. You got no time to mess around. Hello? Vayeshev is Nutrikun. V'yiftechu b'cho yoyde eishmech. Scramble it. Hello? V'yiftechu b'cho yoyde eishmech. You do not have to be a rocket scientist or a great Kabbalist to find out. Kumt ois. The yesoid of the parsha of the avoidak v'yishev Yankov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik is the avoid of bitochen, which is central and integral to the whole theme of the Yontif of Chanukah. Just a few rayas. What I'm saying today, not a word is original. I've never had an original word my entire life. It's all stolen, plagiarized from the best of the best, right? First of all, the Zera Kodesh, the Holy Rapshitzer, says that the word Kislev, which happens to be the month the Hanukkah begins to fall out in, hello, is Milosh Nashem Yir Bekislecho. It means Bitochen. You with me? We all know, I said last week already, how many days are there in the 25 days of Kislev? Till Hanukkah? 25. How many days of Achana? 24. 25 minus 1? Oh, look, you got it. Yeah. Which is Kineget, 25 and 20, 24 and 25? I knew that also. Hello. 24 is the letters in the line of Baruch Shem Kaveid Malchus Yisrael Mevoed. Did we not say this last week? No. I write up the shir later. And I write up 10 times more than I say. So I don't know what I said and what I wrote. But anyway. The point is, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says, the idea of Chanukah, the Hachana is Baruch Shem Kaveid Malchus Yisrael Mevoed. 24. 25 is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad. 25 letters. Which Shema Yisrael be'etzem, what I'm saying now is from Shoran Lekach V'Livuv, Shema Yisrael is an expression of your emunah, your theological, ideological expression. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. When do you bring the Shema Yisrael Achdus Hashem into practice? Dafka through the Baruch Shem, which is that emunah is like in Himalayan. You know, the famous Borta Kotzker once told the Chabad Chosid, I rebe retayr in Himalayan, ma rebe retayr in Plitakarayan, you know? You have to sometimes bring lofty Gvaldig in Yonim, Mamish Lamat. So you can say Shema Yisrael, Gvaldig, but the Baruch Shem is the Bitochen, as all the Muslims for him say, the Bitochen is the expression of Emunah. Because the covet of the Eibish, of the Melech, is when you have Bitochen in the Melech. Asher Alkin, Bitochen, Bimilui, Yamakoil, is Gimatria. Hello? Baruch Shem, Kvein Malchus Yilal Mabod, 1358. Hello? So the whole idea of Chanukah is gebuit on the midah of Bitochen, therefore it's in Kislev, which means security, safety in the Eibishter. Who were the ones who made the miracle of Chanukah? Al Yidei? Why Kehanim? Do I care if the guy's a Breslov or a Satmar, a Vigilant, or a, he's a Koyan, Asher Alkein? Because Koyan is Gematria. Are you guys alive? Anyone? I feel like I'm back in Holy Law. No? 75. And 75 is Gematria. Bitochen. Hello. And Bitochen, I'm not going to worry. Bitochen b'milui is Gematria 1249, which is one more than the Shiva Koyach Veleches, Shabtai, Tzedek, Madin, Chama, Noiga, Koyach of Levona. That's the Mazolis. If you have Bitochen in the Rabbein Yisraelim, then you're higher than Mazel, you're higher than Teva, and therefore that applies especially B'zman Hazeh, where we're in Golos Edoim, which I've said many times, Edoim is last days of Golos, is Edoim plus Yishmol, yes? And Munah Bitochen with a Nun, a Mansabach Nun, is Gimachia, Esav and Yishmol, because the Eden are Goyver against Golos, this final Golos, Dafke through Emunah and the Tochen, as we'll soon discuss. I'll just say a few vertlach from Rav Amshor, then I'll go on to Biruchim Olshin in Lakewood. Okay, the pasuk says, Gam ki eishe b'choshech. I feel like I'm in United Synagogue here. Hello. Gam ki eishe b'choshech havaya early. Even when I'm in darkness, the Eibishter is my light, which the Habas Yisrael vision says that refers to Chanukah. There's a Chashkus, there's a Choshech, there's Yovan, right? And from Des Vegan, the Lamed Vav Neiris, which is the Lamed Vav Erhagonus, right? Ki Eishe B'Choshech means Dafkna Ki Kasher, when I am in darkness, because I'm in darkness. And Afal, by the way, Laila is Gimatria. Oh, which is Gimatria? Bitochen. When do you have Bitochen? When the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, everything going your way? When it's dark, Eishe V'choshech, right? And nothing makes sense, right? Then I need Bitochen. Gam ki Eishe V'choshech. If it's dark, and you're scared of the ganovim, and the roof is leaking, and everything is not going your way, and you don't know if you're coming or going, and your shviger is screaming at you on the telephone, everything is going dirt, right? Hello? Could you sleep at night? When you're agitated. You're ADHD, QFRZ. The guy to alphabet took out your name. Pop a pill. Yeah, hello? What do? You're a nervous wreck. You're pacing up and down. You're like out of your mind. Hello? The vort here is Gamki Eishevachoisha. With Menucha, Hashkid Vavetach. Hello? I could sit. Eishev stands for it, says in Svorim Akdoshim. Hello, Earth? Anyone? Aleph Shinbeis? Emunah Simcha Bitoch. You know, it says in Svorim Akdoshim from the Vilna Gaon, from the Gero, Yisalmidim, Menel Shlomer. Gan Eden is gimatria muna bitochin. How do you get back into Gan Eden? Gan Eden, v'ani cheyu Hashem v'gad menucha. Everything is taken care of. Hello. If you're that, you're in Gan Eden. If you have Gan Eden, you ever go to Sheva Brachos? You know that thing when they get married? Hello, there's 7 days of yeah. The Samecha, Kisamecha Yitzircha, and there's the Simchas in Gan Eden when you got angels doing whatever you need. Hello. In Gan Eden, there's Hashkit Vavetach. There's only... Yeah. There's Yishuv Adas. This was Emma says, by Yosef it says, by he based Adoyin of Hamitzri. Then it says, by he, by Neu based Asoya, by he Shom based what's by he? The same way when he's Uymid Berum Mishal Uylam with Ashiras, with power, and he's flexing his mouth, Gansa Rashka Bahag, right? The same by Hisham, by Beis Adoinov, by Hisham, by Beis Asoyer. He doesn't bat an eyelash with the same Emunah and Bitochen. And therefore, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Echad, 1,118, plus 25 to the 25 Oisias, is Gimachia 1,143, which is Gimachia Ki Eisha Bachoshech with the Langa Mansapachov. When a person is Bachoshech and he has Emunah in the Bura Oil, right? He has nothing to worry about. Where does this midah of bitochen come from? Yankiv Avinu. Right? Okay. Why Yankiv Avinu? Yankiv Avinu is midas ha? Emes. What is Yovan? What is the root word of Yovan? Says this for Emes. A foreign operation. Oino'o. Lie. Sheker. What is Yovan? Yovan is beauty, yaftalikim liefes. Or it's only skin deep. It's superficial. It's chitzonius. The Ramban says, what do you think of sharfaloshen against Yovan? He says, tis, I can't remember the word, stifle, silence the mouth of the philosophim, the Yovanim Arurim. They only looked at the chitzonius, they only believed in what they could understand. The famous Remendel Shlover, in his Akdama to the Pirush Hagro on Mishnayos, he says, if Aristotle would come here, he'd show him on his table the Uyr, on his table, of the Chechavim and Mazolis, etc., etc., and he would not be able to deny, but what could I do? He was a Yudea Esriboini, a Machabid Limberdboy. Ramchal says, only looking at the Chitzoinius, the superficial of life, not going into that, not looking, they only believed in Teva, in that which the human, limited, finite human mind could understand. And therefore, the Kliach to Mizgaber on the Sheker of Yavon is Dafka from Yankiv, whose Midas have bitochen that whatever happens in the world. When Yankiv, what capital Tillim did he say? Kufchav Aleph. Esa Eina El Ahorim, Me Ayin Yovi Ezri, Ezri, Meshach Maimaris, Etil Meshach, Hinil Yonav Yisham Yisrael. I don't put my faith not in my father, not in my Baba, not in my this. I put my faith only in the Rebbein. Therefore, we say in Pasuk, Ashrei Shekel Yankiv Beezri, Sivrei Al Hashem Aleikov. His faith, his tikvah. The Zohar says, why say Sivrei? Because tikvosoi, bitchoinoi. Sivrei is written with a sin. With a dot on the left side. If you put that, if you put the tikra, you can put the dot on the right side. Shivrei al Hashem aleikov. Even when he's subrochen, even when things are not going that way, all right. Nevertheless, he's mekayim the pasuk yalecha rak nukol hayoyim, and he has only strength in the Rebbeinu Shel. Therefore, tzedem pasuk vayitzoik. What did he pour over the matzeva? Why Shem? Why not, you know, in England when the queen or whatever the guy is, when they inaugurate something, whatever, take a bottle of champagne. Hello, I'm a hack. You never saw that in a boat. And, so why did Yaakov take shemen, not champagne? Because the Gemara says that Hezrin, the quality, you have to have a sore throat, so you take a bit of oil. Oil cools, it soothes, it calms. Shemen, the Gemara says, is ragua. Beshuva, with the pasuk saying in Yeshaya, Beshuva vanachas tivosheyu, behashketu bebitcho tiyegvoraskum. The Gevura of Eid, quiet, serene, tranquility. Why? Because you're putting your faith in the Eibishter. Therefore, it says in Pasuk, Dabla Melech, Imzim Yisrael says, Sichu b'chol nifloisav. What's Sichu? Talking. What is it? Hello, Rabbi Shnerbach. You're talking. The Gemara says in Brachas, Ein Sichu ela tefillah. I'll ask you the kasha, but when the Gemara, the Medrash of Eschanan, there's Asara l'shoinis of tefillah. Hello? But it doesn't say Sichu as one of them, even though it's the whole Mincha is connected to Yitzchak, Vayetzi Yitzchak l'suach. Why is it there? It is a Russian field. What do you remember about 318, which Gimat Yosiach? I'll be Megal Suid. Hello? Eliezer. Rashi says Gimatria. Yeah. 318 people. So Eliezer is Gimatria 318. So I said there's like 1,000. So I say this every week to people to give a bit of Idud and Chizuk. Why does the pastor say he took 318 people? And then you tell about Rashi says it's Gimatri Eliezer. Who is from Gimatri? So why didn't the pasuk say it took Eliezer? Hello. So I've said like countless times. The Gemara says in Sukkah. By the way, Siach is 3 times Kav, says the Meizos, also, which we'll talk about some other time. Kav is 106. 106 times 3 is 318. Connected to the 3 Kav, my brother Yitzchak Yankov. But besides the one. You remember the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph? Hello. Hahu sapta the asil kamid of Nach. This old bubba comes before of Nach. It says Reish Kalusa b'chol Rabbanan. They're sitting in a sukkah gezula because your guy stole my timber right from my house. Right? Safcha b'le'ashchichbe. They took no notice of the lady. So he says she says to them, a woman who zayda had tlas meyo treisara abde safu kamaychil v'ashkay chubay ba. She's someone who's Zayda had 318 servants, and you're not listening to her. They said, Pietro, she's a kretcher, whatever. Get rid of her, like, whatever. Don't, just give her to the maids. What's going on here? You want to say you're a big yachsenta, right? Your Zayda was that, I'm this and this Rebbe, hello? Well, the fact that you have 318 Avodim, that's a Rebbe Avinu, obviously. What does that got to do with the thing? Now you remember by Avram fought the four kings, five kings, and he tells Melech Zdoim, the Melech Zdoim tells Arhush Kach Loch. Right? Because he wanted to give him the plunder, the spoils. Why did he want to give him the plunder? Because he tied it that what? Hello? He tied it with Ubilchama. So the Balabatim were Niyayish. Therefore you have the halachic right to take whatever you want. So you name the geld, the dirty money of Stoim, leave me alone. Why? Because I have 318 avodim. What is 318? I said, Tzaddik says this like a classic in Divrei Sofrim 1,000 times. 318 is one more than 317. And 317 is Gimatria. Yush. I've said this like, hello? And therefore, this lady says to Rav Nachman, to Reish Galusa, my Zayda had 318 avodim. And therefore, really, therefore the Pasuk says it in the Gimatria way. Because not Eliezer, but a person who knows that Eliezer, there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in the belt, and there's nothing he can do, then you're never Miyayish. You're never Miyayish, therefore I should get back to the timber, the lumber, not just a bit of gel. And that's the idea of 318 is Sichah. Not one of the Asara. Even when a Yid is a Maimab Gamke Esha Bachushach, and things ain't going your way, a Yid knows I could speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom Kedaber Ishel Re'eyu when the Rabbeinu Shalom cares, and he's on my side, and I could win. And that's three times. Kav, Miloshin Kaveh, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazav Yamedibecha, Bekaveh El Hashem, three times Kav. As we say in Pasuk, Amar Yimhu, Hine Alikenu, Zeh, Zasem Kivinuloi, Nagila Venisu Rabbi Yeshua. How does the Yeshua, what is the Keli to arouse, to evoke? The Yeshua's Hashem, Dafka through the Midah of Bitochen. Asher Alkein, the holiest of us, Emes, brings B'Shem Zedah, the Chjarim, the Pasuk says in Tillim, Mishmua Ra Loi Yira. You're not scared of any impending whatever. Next pause, next words. Nochin libay batuach b'Hashem, samuch libay lo yira. So the Rishonim says, the Seif Beitavis, noch, hello, anyone out there, anyone working, yeah? Nochin libay batuach b'Hashem, samuch. Seif Beitavis, scramble, I got what word? Chanukah. Have you ever heard such a funny, Rashi Tavis, Seif Beitavis, with it's Chanukah, it makes sense, but what, you're taking the end of one pasuk, Nochin libay batuach b'Hashem, samuch, of the next pasuk. It's a bit weird, a bit like strange. I'm sure it's very ridiculous. Why is a nes, a miracle called a nes? I made a very simple word, nun and samach. What do you know about a nun and samach? Gemara brachos. Nun is lush in the fila, nafla, right? And soimech Hashem l'chola. When you're in dreir and the Eibitz picks you up, that is a nes. So with it, here, nochin liboy batuach b'Hashem samuch. The nun and the samach. Hello, are you with me? And that creates a miracle. And when a person that itself becomes the keli to evoke Hashem's Yeshuas. God is a fascinating told us in the parashas Vayechi. Remember a fellow called Nochem Ish Gamzu? Yeah, I went to his cave. Hello, he always said Gamzu L'Toiva. Says the told us when a person has a munna the Gamzu L'Toiva, and the Eibishter therefore brings him a Yeshua, it's not a nes. That is Derech HaTeva, as the Rabbeinu Shalom was Makbiya in the Bria, that if a person has Bitochen, you're automatically Mamshich Yeshuas. Hello, that's right. I'll give you an example, just this week's Parsha. What's the end of the Parsha? Remember Yosef Tzadik, who's, hello, central to this whole Shmiz? Yeah. He's in the jail, and the Saramashkim comes, the Maisa Geshef, with the Oifim, with the Mamashkim, and they have a dream. And he tells him, hello, could you remember me? Hello? And the Chazal say on the Pasuk, Ashi Agevash Hashem Hashem Miftochei, Zei Yosef, V'lei Pona Rohovim, that because Yosef HaTzadik was Beiteach in Saramashkim, and he said twice, two Lashonis, therefore 2 extra years in prison. Hello? You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out, hello? To steer Minei Obey. You start off by saying, Ashi Agevah, Ashtam Hashem Eftochoi, that refers to Yosef, the Givaldige Maimon. Hello? And then you say he was punished for lacking Bitochen. Hello, work, make up your mind. He made the Shtadlus. Anything wrong with the Shtadlus? Faket, but the Bracha Hashem, the Kabbah Chol Asher, Tasa, the Ayin Chavis Alabov, the Shara Bitochen. Okay, so. There's a machlik. I'm not getting involved in this whole story now. But Ramban, Rashba, Chavis Olbov, you go through the Rishitas HaRishonim. Dachro. Whatever, I'm not going to get involved in politics and whatever. But Dachro of Roy Vrubam Gedeli Yisrael. Yisrael Slanter. Knew something about Musa, I believe. The Beis HaLevi, the Chavish Yagriz, all Sifri Chsidis without Yaitim Rakal. That ordinary people, Hashem lekecha b'chol asher tasa. It says harbe also kurashbi, they also be yod. But that's because they weren't at that madriga. When a person is at emes b'teach b'shem, right? Then he needs no ishtadlos and no Yosef atadi because Ashi agever some Hashem of tochoi. Ashi agever, what the pasuk say? Ashi agever asher yiftach b'shem. V'hoya Hashem. What's the double expression? Hello, Earth. So there's a famous part from the Degel, B'Shem Zayd, the Holy B'Shem. There's a Beiteach, the Maftiach, and the Muftach. Earth. The Beiteach is the person. You put your trust. Hello? Yeah? You can put your trust in anything. You can put your trust in Donald Trump, and the Schmerl in Downing Street, and a billion people in the world you can put your trust in. The stock market, or whatever. Yeah? The maftiach is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right? What's the muftach? What you're putting your trust in? What's the emsoi? What's the vehicle? What's the agent that's going to bring me my Yeshua? So a guy who is a beteach, and he has faith in the maftiach, in the Rabbeinu Shalom. But still, the Yeshua could come through Donald Trump, and their Shmerl, and their Shegetz, and their Goy, and their Bibi Netanyahu, and whomever. And he's the one who's going to arrange. That's the muftach. And when do you get the ashrei, when the beteach puts his bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom, the maftiach, and the V'hoya Hashem niftochei, the niftach, the means, the agency of getting the Yeshua is only the Eibishter. Hello. How many times here I said, remember we did a thing called COVID a few years ago? I remember one of my close relations, that someone was dying, mamish, and no hope. The doctors threw up the pharmaceutical company, garnished. There's one. So I told this prayer, I called them, whatever. There's a vort from the Sabbath Kaddisha, Mirizhin, in Kapitel Yudim. I say this all the time to people. In Tillim, it said, Ad Onna Hashem, Taster is Panecha Mimeni, Ad Onna Oshis Eid Sipnafshi. How long will the Eibishter, did Hester pun him? Ad Onna Oshis Eid Sipnafshi. As long as you have your Eid Sipnafshi, because you got an MA from Oxford, from Harvard, from Alish Shvatsyorin, right? And you put your bitochen in whatever, right? Then the Eber says, okay, it's DIY, do it your own. You're on your own, man. When you realize the Eber is not only the Beteach, the Eber is the Muftach, he's the Emtsoi, and that's the ultimate level of bitochen, then the Yeshua automatically comes. Gerada, I saw a word, just there, while I'm thinking out loud. Blezochar Sarah Mashke, Miss Yosef. Hello, I'm a simple guy. I'm the rabbi of Holy Law. I don't know. Kunzen. Hello? If Blezochar Sarah Mashke, Miss Yosef, if you don't remember, so you forgot. Hello? What's the Vishkachayu? If you don't remember, you forgot. Hello? There's a word from the Menachem Amshnaber. Moiritike word. First of all, how long did this take, this whole business? Was Yosef extra in jail? 2 years. Why 2 years? The cheshbon, the Vina Rav brings from a shver. No, maybe the cheshbon. What is the shir of shicha? You're beschodesh. Oh, so moiritike vort. So Yosef atzadik the whole first year, with maybe the Sarah Mashkin will remember. Maybe not such a klutz. Yeah, though? A whole year goes by. No news, no telegram, like, hello, ain't going out of jail. Yeah? You with me? After a year, Yosef HaTzadik, a whole year is thinking of the Sarah Mashkim. Hello? Yeah? A whole year, after a year, Shreel Chicha, you forgot. The Sarah Mashkim forgot Yosef. Now, Yosef HaTzadik begins the process of forgetting him. And you know what it says in Svarim Makdashim, based on Archayim HaKodesh? It says, Pari tells Yosef, Chaloim Cholamti, you put your right? Tell the special, Chaloim Cholamti, Archayim HaKodesh. I'm not going to hold the Diyukim and the Pesukim. You know what happened here? Meiridik Neiroiz. Paro had a dream. Right? A maisa with sheaves of corn. A maisa with cows, fat cows, skinny cows, what kind of cows? Hello? Yeah? How many times did he have this dream? For 2 years, every night, Pare had a dream, and he forgot it. Lama, till 2 years later. Why did he suddenly, when Yosef forgets the Sarah Mashkim, right? Oh, now he's zuchet to the Yeshua Hashem, that Pare has a dream, and now he remembers it, and now Vayiritzum in Aboyer, and now the whole thing. And Yosef HaTzadik already knew from the Chaloimis with the Alumim, right? That the Yeshua will come through the Chaloim, etc., etc. He's in the house of Potiphar, he's in jail, in Dred. And every matzah, Vayishom, with the same Ishtabel, Shibisi Hashem, like the Yisomid, until he was uikir, the Eitzus Benafshay, the Eitzus Tachpulus, and some Hashem Miftoch. guy, a normal person, would try to make his shtadlus tachpulus to get out of jail. Nothing wrong with that for the average person. But Yosef, because he was a gever, asher sam Hashem etochei, as the Beis Halevi and the Griz and the Bechayim, all the classical Mepharshim explain, for Yosef atadik legoidel madrigasoi, it was a pgam bedakus in his level of bitochen. By the way, the Vina Rav says a moiridik of word, ahaflu afela. When Mashiach will come, and every day we're in Golos, and we're cresting, and life is hard. I'm not, whatever. You know what happened when Mashiach comes, in the Gula? B'shuv Hashem, b'shuv Asirin, what does the Pasuk say? Hayinu? Which choylim? Like the choylimim of Pare and Yosef. Meiridik. You have a dream, and you forget about it, you know? What? And then when Mashiach comes, and a glory milsalem afreya, that everything that happened had to happen, and it was all part of the Eibishter's divine plan, and ultimately it's all good. Oz yimolles choy pinu, that min lachin, you laugh at yourself. Shaita einer. I was walking up and down, I was a nervous wreck, I couldn't sleep at night, the world's falling apart. Right? Then, ulishadeiner rina, when you'll see taka, the Yeshua is Hashem care of Ayin, and Lemafreya, everything suddenly. And that, going back to what we started from, the Baruchim Olshin said, that is the Madrega of Yankiv Avinu. The Heptich of the Chitzonius of Yovan. That's why the Rambam, I'm not trying to elaborate, but the Muridika, not Loshna Rambam, in the Chanukah, Peri Gimel, Halacha Gimel. All these 8 days of Hanukkah, starting from the 26th Kislev, Yemei Simcha Bahal. Everyone mutches up, what is the Simcha? Gemara says, Hal Hoido, where's Simcha come in the picture? The pshat is that the Chavis HaLevavis says over and over in Shara Bitochen, how do you get Simcha? Ki vo yismach libeinu, ki b'shem kotshe batochtu. A person who knows there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, that gives a person the greatest amount of simcha there's possible to be. And that is the madrega of Yosef HaTzadik. Can I ask you a simple klutz kasha that bothered me when I was a little child of 5 years old? Shemi Shmuel asked this kasha. Yosef HaTzadik is like viceroy of the land, right? He's actually, I don't think any Melech Yisrael reigned. He's 80 years king, hello? And the first 20 some of the years, he's like top of the world. And his father is sitting in this abu on the Shekhinah. Why didn't Yosef HaTzadik send the CIA, the KGB, whatever they had in Russia over there, in Mitzrayim over there, send to tell his father, the Surah Teva, Yosef Benichai. Relieve him of his misery, of his agony. Hello? Yeah? Says the Holy Shem Yishmael. Because Yankiv Avinu, Yosef HaTzadik knew that Yankiv Avinu was together with Yosef. And yet, sorry, let's start again. Yeah, Yosef HaTzadik knew that Yitzhak Avinu is together with his son, Yankiv. And Yitzhak knew of Mechiras Yosef. Why didn't Yitzhak tell Yankiv Avinu? Because Yitzhak knew that the Rabbeinu Shalom took an oath of silence. So if the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't tell, Yitzhak is not telling. And Yosef knew that Yitzhak knows, right? Because that's why he's Yosef. He's Merkava to the Shekhinah. Right? And if Yitzhak knows and he doesn't tell, because the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want to tell, is the Charaya that is the Ritzoyin HaBoira, and therefore I'm not going to tell also. Do you hear Azam Madrega, the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings the name of the Chavis HaLevavis. There are 8 Madregas in Bitochen. The highest Madrega of Bitochen, it's a Madrega like, is when something happens to a person, talk about yourself, not on someone else, but that's another issue. But when something happens to a person, right, whether he's an Oni or an Osher, whether he's a Choyla, whether he's whatever, whatever happens, if this is the Rotzen HaBoira, then it's fine with me, then I'm a Kabbalist. In other words, your ultimate bitochen is vis-a-vis yourself, is that your Mavatl, your Rotzen, your Das, your Tanugim, whatever, to the Rotzen Hashem. That's the Mu'ula Shebe Bitochen, right? And once you have this Madrega, Simcha, Bitochen is not something the Beis Halevi said in the Ksav Yad that just came out, whatever they translated. It's not something of your hands. Bitochen with your hands. You're going to do, you're not going to do. Bitochen b'ikur is b'lev. You have that ragua, that margoya b'nefesh, the sholem b'hashkit, that you're not scared of anything. And that is the madrega of Yosef HaTzadik, who's kivoyus b'chribeinu. And therefore, we know there's a minig in Kama, the Kama, Kilu, the Kilishas, Yisrael, that when you bench Chanukah Licht, you say Kapitel Tzadik Aleph. Why? Because it's brought in Magen Avraham from the Tashbis. That was the Kapitel that the Chashmonoim said before they went into war. What is the theme of Kapitel Yosef is Israelian? Bitoch. The whole Kapitel is Bitoch. That's the whole idea of Golus Yovan. And kefiv, the shear of bitach. That's why, for another person to ask the Saramashkim to get the get out of jail card, hello, nishtegvel. The erech your midah of bitachin, that comes the Yeshua of Hashem. There's a sefer Yad Daktana, a sharp sefer. He brings a meridik. When a person is mevatel is rotten to the rotten abayra, then the Rabbeinu Shalom takes on your tzara and your pain, and it becomes his pain. B'chol tzarosim loitzar. And therefore, what is the Nusach al-Anisim? Rafta es rivam, danto es dinam, nakam es gmosam. Then the Kama, the Riv, the fight of the Eden, become the fight of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Asher Alkin, going back, you now understand why the Rambam says, Meiridik, that Chanukah is a yomtif of Simcha, because the Chanukah is a yomtif of Bitochen, endowed to us by Yankov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, the Balei HaBitochen. Therefore, the Mashgiach, Rabban Segal, also said, Asher Alkin, I understand also what the Rambam says, Perdal, Hilchos Chanukah, Mitzvah, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah, Chaviva, Hayamid. What the Chavivus of Ner Chanukah? When you throw Hashlech, Al Hashem, Yehovcho, who tie you? Remember, hello, Rabbi Rachona, hello? You throw your peckle, like the Maggid says in the Pashva. It's like the Abish is carrying everything. You know the famous story, a guy is like walking on the way. A rich guy comes with his carriage with six white horses. And the poor guy, the Ani Evin, is standing there with his peckle on his shoulder. So he says, come on. So he goes up. And in the middle, he looks down. He sees the guy, the Shoita, sitting there with his peckle on his shoulders. Right? So Shoita Einer. Right? Why don't you put it down? Were you sitting there breaking your back? He says, not enough. You're carrying me. You got to carry my peckle. The Rebbeinu Shalom was carrying you. Right? I'll just leave you with one story. There's a classical story that's brought in Ramach Oisi. It's a moedetic half of a fela that Repirchus Kor, at one time I'd explain this story about Rechus, but I don't have to. Repirchus Koritzer was an only ve'evian to Yudua, and one day he refused on principle, he had bitochen, to ask Nedivim, to ask rich people. He just, Leibish will want to give me a bitochen. One day he's walking to Besmedrish, and he finds a golden ruble on the floor. Oh, Eibishter, like, shkoich. And he's about to bends down, picks it up, isn't it? That bending down, that is already for the Valdrego, for Pinchas Koritzer, that is a steerer to Bitoch. Put it back. If the Eibishter wants, he'll get it to me. And he just went to he's starving, he's hungry. He went to Besmedrish, he sat down. A Gvir comes into Besmedrish, and he goes over to Pinchas Koritzer, and he says, Rebbe Levin, I was walking to the Besmedrish, and I saw a golden ruble, and I picked it up, and I'm a Gvir, I don't need money, right? But I thought I'll walk into the Besmedrish and I'll give it to someone who's Neusachain, who sounds like a, right? And I looked around the Besmedrish and you're Neusachain, baby, here's the golden rule. The Biala Rebbe, it's for your duodic amais. The Biala Rebbe told the story. For Anoshim Kiarkainu, we're not on that Madrega. If you find the golden ruble on the street, you could pick it, bend down and pick it up. That would not be a seder to your bitochel. For a Pirchas Koritzer, Arkamako Yosef and Yankiv, it was. Ober, the Iker lesson is that a person has to be chazik in the 24 days of Achana to Chanukah, Chanukah Gufa. A person has to be chazik in Amunah, Tzvar Makdashim say, of the Amunah, Nichos Mepiyim, but you have to speak in Kach, in Amunah, Bitochen, and the Eibesh should be Zoycha, all what I said before, Beshuv Hashem, Eshiv Asiyin, in the Kochoyim, learn from the dream of Yosef HaTzadik in Pare, and be Balei Bitochen. Okay. Amen.
Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht.